Coach's Insight program's continuing here tonight, Care 93.7, as we talk Jefferson County North basketball. And we're now joined by boys coach, that is Corey Knoll. It is presented by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. Coach, take us through the ball game on Tuesday night. Saw one of the best teams in the league on the road, ACCHS. It was certainly a grind, but the Tigers were able to pull it out 54-48. Take us through kind of your mindset in that game and how it played out for you.
Yeah, it was a competitive game. Like you said, ACCHS is a good team. They're big, they're physical, they're athletic. And it was back and forth all game. I think they had a lead at halftime. We had a lead at the end of the third quarter. It was just kind of back and forth, and we had our opportunities. I think it, you know, boiled everything down, and a lot of it came down to just some missed shots on our end. We missed a lot of uncontested shots, kind of right underneath the basket, layups, and then some easy shots that we just couldn't get to fall. That and along with free throws. I think we shot around 50% from the free throw line. I know we missed 12 free throws and lost by 6 points, and it kind of felt like we were missing them at crucial times when we could either, you know, tie the game up or extend our lead. And, we just couldn't convert on those, and they took advantage of it. And we were struggling to battle back throughout that. So it was a tough one.
Tight defeat for sure. But, the game before on Friday on the road at Valley Falls, a win for you at 49-33. Take us to that one on Friday. What'd you like about your team's win?
Yeah, I thought the Valley Falls game was probably the best our team has executed, the best full game we've put together all season, offensively and defensively. The first half, Valley Falls was able to break our press pretty well, and they got some easy points out of that. So when we pulled that off, our defense kind of sparked a little bit. We were able to cause some turnovers and get out and run a little bit in transition. And then in the second half, we executed our offense very well. You know, we got the looks we wanted to, and we were able to convert on those. But Valley Falls is a young team, and they were still missing one of their better players and probably their leader in Cervantes, and then they're going to be a different time, different team when we play them again, and we know that, so we're looking forward to that challenge again.
We got midseason tournaments coming up, but one more tune-up before that next week with another league tilt on Friday on the road at Jackson Heights. And this is a Cobras team that's playing much better basketball since they started the 23 portion of the schedule. They went into the break at 0-4 and a two-point loss to Horton in that last game of 22. But hey, they've won three out of their first four games here in 23, and they're coming off a 10-point win against Oskaloosa, who's played well here early on as well. The lone loss in that stretch to ACCHS. But what do you see from this Jackson Heights team?
They're scrappy and they're athletic, and you know, again, with our league, anybody can beat anybody on a given night. And if you don't come to play, they're athletic enough, and they work hard. You know, we've seen film on them a couple of times, the Valley film and the Effingham game and those, and they get after it. And we're telling our guys, you can't overlook anybody, because if you do, they're going to come to play. We just saw Jackson Heights beat Oskaloosa last night, and you know, they're more than capable of getting us if we don't come to play on Friday.
What are the expectations and a couple keys to get a win before a midseason tournament time next week?
I think a lot of it just comes down to we need to focus and finish our shots. You know, I think our execution can be better, but we're still getting, you know, decent looks at the basket. And then when we get those shots, we just got to finish. We get the ball in the paint, get it up on the rim, and they're just not dropping like we want them to. And then if we do get fouled, we're not taking advantage of those free throws to either extend the lead or build on a lead like against Effingham the other night. And, you know, if you can't put the ball in the basket, you know, nothing else really matters at that point. So we just got to work on getting the ball into the goal and getting some points that way, because right now we're struggling on the offensive side.
Jefferson County North boys basketball coach Corey Knoll joining us here, coming off a six-point loss to ACCHS on Tuesday. Back to it on Friday on the road at Jackson Heights. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck on Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Brandon.